Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to talk to our Kansas dairy producers concerning our margin situation in the dairy industry. You know, most of us are probably producing enough milk that we're meeting our Tier 1 marketing needs, so anything in addition that we produce would go into Tier 2, and obviously we'd take a deduction on that. So let's concentrate on what we could do with that Tier 1 mark to make it more valuable to our farm. One of the most obvious things that we can do is to look at what is the percentage of fat and what is the percentage of protein in that Tier 1 milk that we're shipping. The easiest one of those two to adjust is actually butter fat. So here's the issue in the summertime. We have heat stress. We all know that's going to reduce the percentage of butter fat in the milk that we're shipping. Number two, it's hot. So we have a lot of issues with secondary fermentation in our feeds, both in the silo as well as what we offer in the feed bunk. How does that impact the fat test? So you need to work with your nutritionist very carefully. Carefully evaluating the feeds that you're feeding, carefully evaluating the presence of acidosis or subacute acidosis in the herd, which obviously also reduces the percent milk fat, as well as your heat abatement strategies to make sure that you're reducing the amount of heat stress on the animals as much as possible. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to consider how they might use the percent fat in the milk they're shipping to increase their revenue on the farm.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.